Hey everyone, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Everybody Matters by Bob Chapman and Raj Sisodia. Sophie, this one really shook up how I think about work. So what's the big idea here?
Hey there, Sam. I'm glad we're finally getting to this one. So the big idea, in a nutshell, is that every single person in an organization matters, and when leaders truly believe that, it's not just good for morale, it's the most powerful path to sustainable business success. Bob Chapman proved it at his company, Barry Wemler, turning it into a billion-dollar enterprise by putting people first.
Right, and I remember he inherited this manufacturing company when he was young, and for a while, he ran it like a typical boss, all about the numbers, treating people like cogs in a machine.
Exactly.
But then something happened. A young employee died in a tragic accident, and it forced him to really confront the emptiness of that approach. He realized that traditional management was actually diminishing people, not elevating them.
That's heavy. So he starts asking himself this simple question: what would it look like if we truly believed that everybody matters? And that became the whole foundation for what he calls truly human leadership.
And that's not just a feel-good phrase. It's a rigorous philosophy where the leader's main job isn't to maximize shareholder value, but to create an environment where every person can flourish.
See, that's a radical shift. Most companies operate on the assumption that people are interchangeable parts in a profit machine. But Chapman says that assumption dehumanizes workers and actually hurts performance in the long run.
Exactly. And that's where the distinction between compliance and commitment comes in.
Oh, I love this part. So compliance is when you do just what you're told because of rules and incentives. You bring your hands to work, but you leave your heart and mind at home.
Right.
And commitment is when people give their best voluntarily because they feel genuinely cared for and connected to a bigger mission. They become partners, not hired hands.
And the challenge for leaders is to create the conditions that foster that commitment. You can't just demand it.
And Chapman proved it during the 2008 financial crisis. His company was hit hard, and most CEOs would have done massive layoffs. But he did the opposite. He implemented mandatory furloughs, and everyone, including himself and the executives, had to take unpaid time off.
I remember reading that and thinking, that's a huge gamble. But it paid off. Employees were so loyal and creative that they found ways to cut costs and improve efficiency that more than made up for the temporary losses.
And it deepened the trust between leadership and the workforce. That's something you can't buy.
So it's not just about being nice. There's a strategic side to this. They even created a metric called the Human Impact Statement to track how the company is affecting employees' lives. That's wild.
It's a practical tool. When leaders have to choose between a course that boosts profits but hurts people and one that protects people but reduces short-term profits, the Human Impact Statement helps them make the right call.
And the argument is that in the long run, those goals aren't in conflict. Companies that take care of their people consistently outperform the ones that don't.
Because engaged employees are more productive, more innovative, and more loyal.
Another thing that struck me was the idea of creating a sense of belonging and family. Chapman says Barry Wemler isn't just a company, it's a community. And he means it literally. They've invested in creating a culture where people feel part of something larger.
And that involves everything from the physical environment to how decisions are made. Leaders are trained to listen deeply, show genuine care, and be transparent.
It's not always easy, but the payoff is immense. Employees who feel a sense of belonging are more resilient and more likely to stay.
So then, what's the leader's role in all this? The book says the primary job isn't to have all the answers, but to create the conditions for others to succeed.
That means shifting from a command and control mindset to a servant leadership mindset. You have to be willing to be vulnerable, admit mistakes, and put people's needs ahead of your ego.
And share power. Trust that the people closest to the work have the best insights about how to improve it.
That's a radical departure from the traditional strong, certain, controlling leader. But Chapman argues true strength is in empowering others.
And that connects to the concept of stewardship. Leaders aren't owners of the people they lead. They're stewards of the lives entrusted to them.
So decisions about layoffs, compensation, and working conditions aren't just financial calculations anymore. They're about their impact on human lives.
And that responsibility extends to families and communities. It changes everything about how a company operates.
The book also takes a swipe at business schools and consultants. They've focused on techniques for maximizing efficiency and profits, but they've neglected the fundamental question of what businesses are for.
So we've produced generations of leaders who are technically competent, but morally and emotionally underdeveloped.
Ouch.
Yeah, and they call for a transformation of business education that puts human dignity and purpose at the center.
But here's the thing. This isn't just for small, idealistic companies. Barry Wemmler is a large, global enterprise in a tough, cyclical industry. If it can work there, it can work anywhere.
And they give practical advice for starting the journey. You don't have to overhaul everything at once. Start with small, concrete actions that show you care. Listen more carefully, show appreciation more often, involve employees in decisions.
Over time, those small actions build trust and create momentum. The key is to be authentic and consistent, to walk the talk even when it's hard.
And the biggest obstacle is often the leader's own ego and conditioning. We're trained to think we have to be tough and in control, and showing vulnerability feels like weakness.
But the book argues that's a false dichotomy. True strength is in connecting with others, inspiring trust, and creating a shared purpose.
There's also the pressure from Wall Street. Short-term thinking rewards cost-cutting, even if it harms people. Leaders need the courage to take a long-term view.
And they address the role of accountability. High standards aren't incompatible with a caring culture. In fact, they're essential. The key is separating accountability from punishment.
So instead of fear and threats, you use coaching and support. You create a culture of learning, not blame. And they have a peer feedback system at Barry Wemmler that's honest but supportive.
I think that's what makes this book so powerful.
It's not just theory.
It's lived and proven.
And there's a bigger picture here. The dehumanization of work is one of the great tragedies of modern life. Millions of people spend most of their waking hours in environments that diminish them, that harms not just them, but their families, communities, and in democracy itself.
But when businesses become places where people flourish, they become forces for good. They create economic, social, and even spiritual value.
There's a story about a woman named Sarah on the assembly line. She was a single mom struggling to get by, and she had no reason to trust her employer. But then her son got hospitalized, and the company gave her paid time off and emotional support. They accommodated her when she needed flexible hours. She started to feel like a valued member of a community, not just a worker.
And that transformed her. She became one of the most productive and innovative employees in her department.
It shows the power of treating people with dignity. And the book also reminds us that money isn't the primary motivator. People want to feel their work matters, that they're making a difference, and that they're appreciated.
And that's why I think this book is so hopeful. It's a call to action for a new kind of leadership, one that measures success, not by wealth or power, but by the lives we touch. For me, the takeaway is that the most important thing we can do as leaders is to see the humanity in every person we encounter. And honestly, if you want to dig deeper into Bob Chapman's story or explore other books on leadership and culture, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, when we truly believe that everybody matters, everything changes. That's the heart of it. We'll see you in the next one.